Okay. I just wanted to, since we're talking about cases in point, I want to talk about the what's gone on recently with the programming around the AFL-CIO convention. Recently, Ambrose received some contacts from Ken Nash from WBAI, who is going to be covering the AFL-CIO convention. That takes place this coming Monday, the 25th through the 28th, and several things are going to take place at this convention. One is a threat of a pullout of the AFL-CIO by the Service Employees International Union, Unite Here, a hotel and restaurant employees union headed by John Wilhelm, and the Teamsters Union headed by, what's Hoffa's son's first name? Is it James also?
I think so.
Yeah. At any rate, three large unions have threatened to pull out of the AFL-CIO unless they restructure the way the unions are currently representing workers, so that you won't have so many different unions competing for the same base of workers. Secondly, they're concerned that the unions begin organizing more aggressively, particularly in regard to some of these large corporate malefactors like Walmart. The other thing is that they're going to be voting to have a president of the AFL-CIO, who's currently John Sweeney, who came from the SEIU. So Ken Nash was very concerned that the coverage of this was something that the network should get involved in. Also, a number of labor collectives had written to various people about this. So Ambrose asked me if I would try to coordinate some of the activities that were taking place. And with the assistance of Ursula Rudenberg, the affiliate coordinator, and with the support of the general managers and the program directors, to the extent that we could reach them and speak with them about this, we've been in touch with a number of program directors, producers, labor journalists, and labor collectives. There are two very active labor collectives, one at KPFA and another one at KPFT in Houston. And we have not only put out several press releases notifying the affiliates and the network about the different labor programming around this convention that the different stations are going to be doing, but the stations have collaborated back and forth with one another on some of the programming, and it's becoming very exciting. We're getting some inquiries now. My Central Labor Council here in D.C. is interested in understanding when the programming is going to be aired on WPFW, and we've got some some interest from the affiliates. So I think one of the things that we're beginning to understand is some of the production issues around these network broadcasts. As we've discussed in the past, one of the things that happens is that we don't coordinate so that producers and programmers and program directors understand what the issues are, what's being planned, and who's doing what from station to station. And we're trying to overcome some of those problems. It takes a lot of work. The Ursula has done a tremendous amount of work, not only to keep the affiliates informed, but to touch base with different people within the network. And some of our reporters and producers, for example, David Bacon from KPFA, Alan Minsky and Sonali Kolhatkar and Maria Armudian from KPFK are all very, very involved in developing programming. And Ernesto Aguilar, the program director at KPFT,
interim program director,
is working very closely with their labor collective. So I think that many of the concerns that we've heard about in the past about lack of coordination, lack of communication, PDs and general managers that don't know, we're beginning to address some of these things and understand how they work, how they work out in practice. But a big part of the problem is there's just a tremendous amount of work involved in coordinating from station to station and helping different reporters and producers understand what resources we have access to. But it's very exciting, and the level of interest that we're hearing from the labor collectives and people within labor is something which I think is very good for the network. And, you know, Maria's been involved on some of this a little bit, and maybe you could just talk about, you know, some of your experiences in these discussions, Maria.
In terms of the discussions that you in putting the thing together, I ended up missing those parts, you know. So I actually was not part of those discussions. I ended up having discussions separately with you and Sonali and Alan and other folks.
Right, but I mean, I think that the communication is working better this time.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think we've ended up putting together a pretty neat little daily program.
Yeah. So I sent to everybody in the communication today a rundown on what the programming is that's planned by the different stations in conjunction with the AFL-CIO convention, and I hope you'll take a look at it, and maybe we can talk about it further in subsequent meetings. We're also developing a list of guidelines for producing network broadcasts, which will be able to circulate to everybody in the network, so that when we get into these things, people will know what's expected of them when they get involved in a broadcast like this or producing a segment for the broadcast.
Rob?
Yes, Ken.
I believe we're losing people, and we need to be
okay.
able to approve the minutes while we still have enough people left to do it.
I actually have to split, too.
Well, we haven't approved which minutes, Ken?
Tonight's minutes.
Well, we have to put together a document.
Okay.
And then send it out to the group. We don't have to approve the minutes.
That's not what we said we were going to do it in the future. We said we were going to approve them the same evening that they took place, like we did the previous meeting.
Oh, you mean where Teresa read out?
Yeah.
Read back.
Right.
So you want? Okay, then we're just going to let Teresa read her rough notes, and then we're going to vote on that, and then we're going to adjourn the meeting. Right.
Sounds good to me.
That's how we worked before.
Yes, sir.
Teresa, are you still there?
Right, I'm here.
Can you read your rough notes quickly for us?
Right. Joe Gonzalez, Ken Freeland, Rob Robinson, Maria, and Gozi Kamau, Bonnie, Sean, Shireen, Adnan, and Arturo Lemus arrived at 9:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Teresa Allen attended also. Patty Heffley excused. Meeting convened by Rob Robinson, 8:51 Eastern Standard Time. Agenda was approved. We now have a complete set of minutes. Chair will send all copies to the committee members and will be approved in chronological August meeting as the first item of business. Number two, Ken gave a report on the collaborative programming subcommittee telephone conference call, which was held on July 10, 2005, discussed must-carry rule compulsion in parentheses, five types of programming, best of Pacifica, using resources shrewdly, wisely, safely. A document has been sent to all committee members today. This committee then discussed highlights of Pacifica concept, submissions criteria, and process. Ursula Rudenberg will be invited to join the PNB Programming Committee on the next call. Item number three, Program Evaluation Subcommittee will meet. Rob will communicate with Bonnie Simmons, who will reconvene, and the members on that subcommittee are Serene, Ken, Maria, Bonnie, and Rob. Item number four, Ken Nash will cover the AFL-CIO event. Foundation departments and programmers are collaborating for coverage. Rob Robinson has already sent out some sort of report, and they're working on a guidelines for producing network broadcasts. And so the two next items we have on the agenda are old business and new business.
I'd like to pass over any discussion of old or new business at this time, unless someone has a specific item they want to discuss.
I know, but I'd like to say that the review of the discussion about the conference call, core programming conference call, should include some mention of the Best of Pacifica, or maybe we should call it the Pacifica Highlights program.
That's what I said.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
The in quotes highlights of Pacifica end quote concepts,
okay.
Submissions criteria,
okay.
And process.
Okay.
Gotta go, you guys. Have a wonderful rest of the call.
Thank you, Maria.
Bye.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure too that we would work to approve this statement in its final form at the next meeting.
Yeah, everybody gets to weigh in on the definitions and relationships of the five different
right.
programming categories.
Okay.
But there was no resolution passed. What specifically do you want me to add to the minutes?
Well, you just said it'll come up again at the next meeting for final approval, right?
What will come up for final approval?
The document
the
they're
comments, up with. The comments and inclusions from individual members of the committee to the document will be reviewed and approved at the next meeting.
Comments and
inclusion.
What?
Inclusions.
Inclusions. Will be brought up and approved at the next meeting?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Ken?
That's fine.
Any? Does anyone have any other?
Not directly related to the minutes as presented, but something I'd like us to do next time. I'd like to go on record today.
Yes.
With regard to the Spanish language programming, I know we're supposed to have convened local meetings. I don't know whether that has happened.
Good question.
Anywhere, but I would like us to invite Fernando Velasquez to join us on the next call, regardless of what
motion.
Or has
yes.
not happened locally.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You want to invite Fernando Valenzuela from KPFK?
Velasquez,
I'm sorry.
Right.
On the next call.
Right, to discuss
that's fine.
Spanish
that's
language programming.
Who will invite him?
I will.
I will. Someone will.
Well, I mean, Arturo, it would be great for Arturo to touch base with him. In fact, what I'll do is I'll send something to Arturo to send, to, you know, but he needs to get it so that he knows that it's from the committee, not just from
Yeah, I'll take him a hard copy because last time I talked to him, he basically was saying, well, you know, the process is in motion and you know, I mean, everything is going fine. I go, okay, all right. So
well, the general managers have to speak with Eva about
exactly.
it, too. That's
I move to approve the minutes as read.
Okay, unless there is any objection to Ken's motion that we approve the minutes as read by Teresa Allen.
Let me ask you one question to clarify before we go on. Serene requested that Fernando Velasquez be invited to the August meeting.
Yes.
Do you want me to say that was that a motion that was approved or just...
She made a request and we agreed to do it.
Yeah, it's an invitation.
There was no objection.
No objections.
It will happen.
Okay, did you want me to put any name on that? That who's going to do that?
Arturo is local, so he will make physical contact.
Arturo would do that. Okay.
Go easy on him, Arturo. Go easy on him.
Okay. Yeah. If the chair will just send the message with the invitation, I'll copy it and I'll give him a hard copy.
Sure.
Not too hard.
Yeah, soft copy.
Okay.
I'll give him a soft, friendly copy.
Okay, can we get the time check before we adjourn so that we can give Teresa the correct time?
9:58.
9:58, Serene?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 9:58, and if there's no other discussion, we will adjourn the meeting at this time, and I'd like to thank everyone for their participation.